In southern Iran, the ancient city of Bam remains a wasteland after last week's earthquake, the world's deadliest in a decade. At least 25,000 people died. Rescue workers today say they have given up digging for any more survivors. They've turned to helping the injured and homeless. News footage from Bam shows a city and its residents bathed in dust, all monochromatic tan rubble as far as you can see, this in a place that once drew travelers for its historic wonders. Professor Bill Beeman is head of the Middle East program at Brown University. He joins us now. Professor Beeman, you've been to Bam on a number of occasions. Describe the city for us. What was there?
The city of Bam is a fantastic oasis city. It rises out of a very bleak landscape. And when you see it for the first time, it is breathtaking because the citadel, the 6 square mile structure made out of adobe brick, rises out of the on the horizon like a medieval castle.
And how old is that citadel that you describe?
It's about 2,000 years old. The citadel itself actually was built in the 16th and 17th centuries. But the city of Bam dates back to the Parthian period, which is a period between the conquest of Alexander and the development of the Sasanian Empire.
So in the culture of Iran now, of the people there, what does Bam represent?
Well, it represents one of the most ancient treasures of civilization in the area that we know as Iran. The Parthian Empire is considered to be one of the forerunners of modern Iranian civilization, and so it has great significance for the Iranians, as well as the fact that it is an oasis in the middle of a desert, and so therefore it has to be greatly valued.
As an anthropologist, you've visited the city many times to study. What particular things were you studying there?
Well, it's an extremely interesting area for a lot of reasons. Archaeologically, it is representative of a whole civilization that existed in that area between Mesopotamia and the Indus Valley, a Bronze Age civilization that was perhaps without parallel. In addition, it is an area that is inhabited now by Baluchi tribesmen, and it represents a kind of frontier outpost for the historical period of the Silk Route in Iran. It was one of the major outposts on the route to India.
Of course, there is a terrible loss of human life there, and that's what the world is trying to deal with first. But as a historian, as an anthropologist, have you learned about damage to the city structure, about what is there and what could possibly be done to perhaps rebuild it?
The loss of the citadel, the Arg, is really incalculable. It was a World Heritage Site designated by UNESCO. If anybody has a chance to see pictures from before the earthquake period, they'll see an almost fantasy-like castle. But it may be possible to reconstruct the citadel. There certainly has been already talk of doing that. Reconstruction of the walls of the citadel and the archaeological structures would certainly be possible because it has been well documented. The question of the desirability of reconstructing it in exactly the same way that it was reconstructed before is, of course, in question, because if it were reconstructed with the adobe brick that had existed before...
Obviously vulnerable to the same forces that have destroyed it now.
So the best restoration, and there are many restorations in Iran, by the way, it would be to reconstruct it using modern material, but showing through stippling or some other process what is original and what's reconstructed.
Professor Bill Beeman, head of the Middle East program at Brown University, thank you for joining us again on Day to Day.
You're most welcome.